You never got Timberlaked. That's nope. True.
Mm.
Greetings, Apropos, and buckle up for the six. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And
dear listeners, have you ever been Timberlaked?
Oh, yeah.
The system is down.
The system is down. Oh, yay.
It's been a while since Fuckapella.
Yeah.
What are we drinking, by the way?
I think I'm drinking something different than y'all because y'all are drinking hops.
Yep.
So I'm having an Angry Orchard Hard Cider Crisp Light.
Ooh.
Is the name. I'm pretty sure I've had this.
I would be shocked if you hadn't.
I believe.
But just for, you know, repetition for and science mm-hmm.
for sure.
I should probably taste this.
Peer review.
Mmm. Yes, this tastes both crisp and light.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
But does it taste
crisp
orchard?
Oh. A little bit.
How angry? On a scale...
I mean, I'm starting to get real pissed off with all your questions.
Good.
Fuck y'all.
This is for posterity.
James and I, on the other hand... are drinking from Bent Paddle Brewing Company.
Yay.
We are drinking a crawler of Christmas Cookie Cream Ale.
Why don't they make that shit in something without hops? God
because
damn it.
They know what's good. Because
they have to mask the hops. I understand. They have to cover the hops up with good flavored
listeners,
things.
So Mom and Dad are fighting.
So it's got sugar cookie
fighting,
and
sweetie.
Notes of cardamom.
Fuck. All right.
This isn't fighting. This is just foreplay.
No. I'm up. Not okay. There we go.
Hey, I appreciate it. We need to get one button that is a scream that tapers off into a loud belch.
Yeah.
That would be...
That,
ideal.
That's kind of my MO right there.
And then it heaves. Yeah.
All right. So how does that taste?
Delicious.
If you insist.
Oh, fuck. That is good.
Mm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Oh. So,
what y'all been up to? Who wants to go first?
Well.
I mean, mine's mostly work. Mm. It's not super exciting.
All right, I'll go.
Yeah.
My wife and I went on a date.
Ooh.
We went on a double date.
Ooh.
With my wife's sister and her husband.
Oh, very cool.
We went.
Nice folks.
We went to a shooting range.
Ooh.
And fired off some rounds.
Yeah. You grew up in a farm area. This is not your first time firing a gun. Is this your first time at a range?
It is, as a matter of fact, my first time at a range.
Ah.
So I also did not know what I was doing.
Oh, shit. Oh. Indoor or outdoor range?
Indoor.
Indoor. Okay.
But it's one that my sister-in-law and her husband have been to a couple times.
Right.
It is one where that was recommended to them by a friend of ours who is a gun instructor.
Oh, wonderful.
Who
I have a guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're probably right. but he recommends it because they are not the, like, you know, hoorah, hoorah, yeah, my rights and Second Amendment and, you know, Confederate flag everywhere. Like
God
they are
damn.
Just like, no, we sell guns, but we are not insane.
This is a good
distinction. We feel you should be able to handle it responsibly and not just be handed one at birth.
Right.
Okay.
So, we went my wife has shot like three times in her life. So she ended up with a .22 rifle.
Oh, fun. I have one. Yeah.
Yeah, they're a good time. It's what a lot of us learn on.
Yeah.
So it's I went with a Glock 9mm.
Okay.
Ceramic. It was a bit light for me, honestly.
It lacks a reassurance.
Exactly. I like when I'm juggling, it's the same way. I like something that hits my
hand. Do you juggle
hand.
Guns?
Do you not?
Oh, I can't juggle at all. Oh, so. Oh, that's, it's actually my secret funny shame.
That's the reason. Yeah. No, it's the same when I'm juggling. I don't like the really light, you know, clubs or balls. I like something that's got heft that hits my hand, and I know that I have confidence that it's going to hit my hand.
That's why the training juggling balls were what taught me to juggle.
Yeah,
I feel like there's
a heft to it. It's the same way with a handgun. I feel like it's when it's heavier. It's,
way to sign of reliability.
It's easier to aim because it has more inertia.
If it does not work, you can always hit him with it.
It's easier to aim because I feel like it has. It doesn't jump around in your hand with every breath that you take.
Sure.
It holds its position a little better.
Well, and I've got a particular thing about Glock 9mm. Like, the shape of them doesn't fit well in my hand.
Yeah, I'm
always worried about getting... if you fire a rifle with a scope and you don't have it properly shouldered, that it might slide under your arm and you catch the scope with your
face.
Eye.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I have this cool little comma in my eyebrow.
I've never noticed that.
Yep.
I'm going to be staring at that awkwardly for the rest of the podcast.
Because I thought I had it shouldered. But it was actually, like, pinned against my jacket.
Yeah, you have it way too low.
Yeah, it was a mistake. It was an unfamiliar rifle. My own fucker.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, there's also the slide can
bite. Yeah, the carriage can bite
between.
You. Yep.
Yeah. I fucking hate that. Do not want. Yeah. But that's, for me, the option to have a little extra, like, pinky rest on the bottom of the magazine is very important.
Interesting. Yeah. Anyway.
I just pictured your pinky taking a little nap.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little pinky.
He when he's shooting, he does pinky out.
Yeah. for fanciness.
I grew up shooting shotguns and rifles, and I, at one point, was actually a pretty damn good shot.
Huh.
With both of those, but handguns is not something I really ever had to deal with.
Sure.
Ever. You don't hunt with a handgun.
No.
And that's why I was using guns, was to hunt.
Right.
And so my dad had a .22 revolver that we...
For, like, getting rid of starlings or something?
No, just to have. Huh. It was a gun that was, like, in a chest. It came out...
Sure.
Twice a decade. I mean, it was just never used, you know. But I fired that a couple times, and that was kind of it. The iron sight at the end of the barrel wasn't secured on, so it would just rotate 360 around the barrel. It was the only handgun we had in the house, and we never used it because we didn't. We had rifles.
My dad had a bunch of rifles, shotguns, and handguns from his own childhood in West Virginia, but then also from being in the Army.
Sure, I think this was like an Army gun or something.
So he had a full collection. I never shot with my dad, though. And he's just got him in a locker.
Yeah.
In a safe.
Mm.
So, yeah. But handguns is just... I don't really have any experience with them. I've been shooting my whole life, but handguns is just not something. So I am very much learning what I like. You know, what fits
for sure.
me, what,
sure.
what, you know. Yeah. And just having that understanding and knowledge of how it works and what... Because you look at a handgun, if you've never used one before, there's lots of little levers and catches and dials and things on the side.
Way more than you would expect.
Yeah. You're just like, what is this button do on this?
You're just like, that fully disassembles the slide stop.
Yeah, exactly. like how does yeah, and heaven forbid the carriage comes off. They're just like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing with this thing. There's a lot of moving parts in one of those things, like, weirdly. And so if you don't have that familiarity with it, it can be very daunting. And that's kind of one of the things that all four of us are doing is just kind of getting a little more familiar with, you know.
Yeah.
In case, you know.
That's fair. In case you would ever be in a situation where it would be useful.
Exactly. So,
like learning to drive stick so you can take someone to the hospital.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, so my wife had the 22 rifle.
Look, in both instances, I haven't done it since 2022. So, don't ask me to shoot or drive.
Yep. So she,
I will navigate.
Well, that's, you're going to need it for 30-06.
But, it was, like, I've never been to a range before, never rented a firearm before. Sure. So we were just like, we don't know what the fuck we're doing here. You need to help us. And they were very nice about it. They were that's just like, this cool. is what you're doing. This is what, you know, like, he let me try a few different handguns and just like, this one doesn't feel right. I don't like this, the weight on this one. I don't like the feel on
this
one.
Did you find one that was comfortable?
Well, like I said, that Glock 9, felt comfortable in my hand, but once I fired it, I didn't like the weight.
Sure.
So I'm going to have to keep exploring. There was I'm coming to that, though. There was a... so my wife got the 22. I got the Glock 9. My sister-in-law also got a 9mm. I think she had a Smith & Wesson, but I'm not sure. I didn't fire that one. But then my brother-in-law got a 45.
Okay.
And I shot that, and that one was actually really comfortable. Like,
yeah.
And felt it had that weight that I was looking for. That it had that
for sure. It needs it. Yeah.
But it was interesting because I was shooting my groupings were solid as a rock.
Yeah. Hand eye coordination.
An inch low and an inch to the left.
Oh yeah. Wow.
With all the guns that I shot.
Yeah.
An inch low and an inch to the left.
You know, you're just barely going to miss somebody's heart with that one.
Yeah, but it was funny because every single one I was shooting was an inch low and to the left. Which, if it's your own gun, you can kind of tweak it to your eye and your hand and stuff and correct that.
It, also, just a matter of practice.
Exactly, but but just the way I am looking down the sights, inch low and an inch to the left.
Probably using your other eye.
Oh, that's... I'm supposed to open my eyes.
No, there's a... You may be looking with one eye, but judging with the other.
No, I've been shooting my whole life. It's just the it's also been 30 years since I've gone shooting, so...
Used to hunt pheasants, but only the lower left one.
Yes. it was fun. Just the four of us, kind of trying the different ones out and saying, "Hey, you know, fire off a few ones, see how you like this."
Sure.
You know, trying them out and just kind of having fun doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We were enjoying ourselves. We were learning, and there was I don't know what the fuck they were shooting like three lanes over, but every time he fired that thing, like we were all wearing ear protection and it was still boom and like the whole lane lit up, you know, like it was Jesus, I don't know what the fuck he was shooting, but it was loud and it was big. But yeah, had a good time, was there for 45 minutes to an hour, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then we all went to what's the name? It's one of the speakeasies. Whose name I'm blanking
Mortimer?
On.
No.
Anyway, you go into a restaurant and then like you have to walk through their Coke machine.
Oh, sure.
To get into the speakeasy in the back.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we had cocktails and some food, dinner there together, the four of us. It was a pleasant time.
Lovely.
I had a mushroom infused rum cocktail.
That sounds amazing.
Huh. It does not impart any flavor to the rum, but it does impart a feel to the rum. if that okay. makes any sense.
It does.
But it was
like a texture.
Yeah, that's the word I used. It was like this mushroomy texture to the rum, and then it was, you know, with the rest of the cocktail. Mm-hmm. It was very good. But yeah, it was like we don't know what to make of this.
We should pause for station ID. You are listening to Gun Chat on
no, you're fucking not
KPEW.
But no, it genuinely I do recommend if you've never handled one, and you're obviously this isn't for everybody.
Sure,
but having an understanding and a knowledge and a vocabulary
about
firearms is not a bad thing.
No.
I have only fired a gun once. Hmm. It was in a very specific setup situation, and I did not enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
I was some kind of handgun.
Yeah. Sure.
But I was like, nope. But I am thinking maybe a rifle would be different. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe a different type of gun. But, like, sure. No, there was something about the handgun that just did not feel okay to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, we're very much, we're never going to have a gun in the house.
Yeah.
Sure.
But.
I don't keep mine in the house.
But
either.
Knowing how to use one if you need it.
Yeah.
Is not a bad
smart.
Thing.
It's real smart.
So but, educate yourself.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not forcing you to. If you just makes you uncomfortable.
God, why are you being such a nag about
this?
But
at the same time, if it does make you uncomfortable, maybe that's what you should try. But it was, we had fun. We enjoyed ourselves.
Excellent.
And then I came home and I had to repair a toilet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That
what
is...
What kind of toilet repair? Because toilet repair so comes joyful. In a variety
so
of forms.
So it was, my son comes to me and he goes, the toilet is leaking. And it is leaking the seal between the
bowl and the floor? Bowl,
no, the seal between the basin and the bowl is leaking.
Okay.
Oh, between the tank and the bowl?
Yes.
Okay.
Between the tank and the bowl. Yeah, yeah. That was leaking.
All right.
Which was like, okay, that is actually a pretty easy fix.
Sure.
Right? You empty the toilet.
Yep.
You take off the tank. You replace the little seal. Put the tank on and mm-hmm. you're done. But it's never that easy.
No.
No.
It's never that easy.
No, why would it?
So I turn off the water supply, as one does. Mm-hmm. Flush the toilet, as
like
one
you
does.
Do.
Yeah. Used a sponge to soak up the last of the water in the tank, you know, because there's a little bit at the bottom there.
Am I spoiling anything if I ask you a question?
Maybe.
About
there's no way for Salsa to know.
I have no fucking idea. Yes, you are spoiling things.
Okay, all right.
Ask your goddamn question, James.
You didn't happen to have a Tupperware container or a bucket
obviously.
On hand.
Okay. Obviously.
Okay, good.
Obviously.
All right.
Never do that without something.
Yeah.
And towels.
I think Jenna taught me that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I soak up with a sponge, empty, you know, tank's dry. Go out to the garage, get the wrenches, come back in. There's water in the tank.
Oh. How?
You
turned it off, didn't you?
Yeah. Because the shutoff valve was not. Fully sealing.
Oh no!
Because that shutoff tap was also old, and had a leak to it.
Sure.
So even full off, and it wasn't one that like you could just crank more. It like came to a hard stop.
Yeah,
it stopped,
son of a bitch.
And it still had a little water coming
like
out.
It's like a 90-degree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I tried backing it off and moving it in just in case there was like a little sediment or something that I could knock loose. And
sure.
No, it's old and has a leak.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I was
God.
Like, well, great. So I've got a few options here. I undid it and and it's leaking water. And I'm like, okay, I see the so I was like, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let it dribble into the Tupperware, and I'm going to take off this thing, and I'm going to do this. And I try to, and it's not going. And I'm just like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. Because the Well, what you're supposed to do is there's the bolt that goes in through the tank with a rubber washer. On the other side is another rubber washer and a nut.
Yeah.
Okay. That holds the rubber washers. So there's a seal.
Yeah.
And then below that, that's where you put the bottom part of the toilet and another nut to hold that all in place.
Yeah. Sure.
This did not have the middle nut. So when I unscrewed the bottom nut, the whole thing was just going to
come apart. Oh, my God. Okay, sure.
So now the seal was going to be broken. It would leak. And I don't have the gasket because I don't know what gasket to get.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of different gaskets.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck.
It really sucks when you blow a gasket.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So I have a few options here. I can try to take this thing off while the water's running, figure out what gasket it is, then have to reassemble the whole thing to watertight and plug it back in and let the tank fill up while I go to Home Depot. Or I could just go to Home Depot and hope I get the right one.
So you went with option two.
What with option two?
You shouldn't have gone with
option two. I was just like, if it doesn't work, I can, you know,
make another trip.
I can return it.
Yeah. Rather than
I eyeballed it. You know, I measured it the best I could with, you know, based on
this just happened to me
based on the inside of the tank.
Yeah.
And I went, this is the inner diameter that I'm looking for. And I went to Home Depot and I got that inner diameter. However, I got back, undid the water, re-emptied the tank, unbolted the whole thing, so now it's no longer watertight.
Yeah.
Pulled the thing up, and I got the right inner diameter.
Right.
But there is also a larger diameter that goes around the nut that holds the center pillar in place. And that was the one I got wrong.
Ah.
So, goddamn it. So I'm just like, okay, I can assemble this whole fucking thing again, or my son is home. I'm going to set a timer for 5 minutes, and every 5 minutes, my son's going to come in here.
Swap the Tupperware.
Dump out the Tupperware.
This is the best choice available.
It's all I had, really.
You could have turned off water to the whole house.
That would have been great.
I thought about that.
I thought about it, too, but I was just like, no, this is whatever. So, go to Home Depot, get the right one, come back. My son is stuck with it. Every 5 minutes, it rang, and he was playing...
It's formative.
Yeah, he was playing Minesweeper. Not Minesweeper.
Minecraft.
Minesweeper. Every 5 minutes... Every 5 minutes, it would it's a better game, whatever. Every 5 minutes, it would ring, and he would go dump out the water, you know. And, except the last time he did it, he didn't shove the Tupperware far enough in, and it was dribbling down the hose onto the floor.
No!
Well, thankfully, I also had towels down, but still, it was just get the whole thing up. The part that I glossed over was the fact that when I was trying to remove bolts, the bolts are a dome top with a single slot for a regular screwdriver to fit in.
Yeah.
Pretty shallow.
Yeah.
You're shallow.
And that's also true.
And by that, I mean too shallow for my screwdriver to actually get purchased.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And so I quickly stripped out the head of this thing, which meant I had to get vice grip pliers and basically cut into the rubber on the sides of the bolt so I could get purchase with the vice grips on the sides of the bolt.
Yeah.
To hold it in place so I could actually break the years of encrustation on the bolt to, you know, get the nut off and it was these things are never easy. As much as they look easy when, you know, you're just like, that's all I have to do.
Yeah.
And then it's not. But I got the whole thing, you know, assembled, and now it doesn't leak. The end.
It also doesn't flush. But
it doesn't leak. But what if I got a leak?
We're turning it into a fishbowl. It's, yeah.
I was going with planter, but, well, you know, classy.
Self-watering.
Hydroponics.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Oh, my God. Now I want hydroponic toilet garden.
Hydroponic toilet garden.
There are... Have you seen, like, some of the places where they do...
It's my all-industrial cover of EDM album.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the bathrooms that they have where, like, the sink water...
Goes into the toilet tank?
No, it will... Yes, it goes in eventually, yeah. But the sink water gets pumped into a basin that trickles through planters, and then at the bottom of the planters, that's what goes into the toilet.
Oh. Neat. I have only one problem with that. Soap.
The soap that they have is
oh, sure.
You know, because the people...
you just wash your hands with Miracle-Gro, is basically...
No, they use...
You get real hairy knuckles that way.
That's not the only way.
No, they use the... just in that bathroom, they have the...
I thought that was
the
palms.
Natural soap.
It depends on which side you use.
Oh, my God! I'm... angry right now. I'm so mad. We'll
call this the orangutan.
Come here, gross. My rubber orangutan.
Let me feel your nipple.
Good.
All right. I don't know if I'm angry. I'm just confused right now. Anyway, what were you saying?
Oh, I'm done.
The toilet works now.
Toilet, yep.
Yeah, good job.
I thought he had a thing.
Hydroponics.
Yeah. Hydroponics worked for me.
That was really good.
I'm very angry at myself now.
Yep.
that's a really good parody shirt.
The parody shirt that I need to make is something that Joe said.
Oh.
Goddamn homophones. They all sound alike to me.
That's pretty good.
I just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about what I did. I worked. Mm. That was pretty much it. Oh, I took a 5-mile walk. I was working hard on shit all weekend.
Yeah.
Which sucked. And then, yeah, Sunday after I finished up what I was working on, it was nice enough out. I took a walk. And I walked from my place down to... there's a Lindale Park, and then through that you can get over to, like, the Peace Garden.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the Rose Gardens, there's nothing happening with the Rose Gardens, but from there you can get to Lake Harriet, and then you can walk along Lake Harriet to the Band Shell.
Yeah.
Where you can then use a biff that has exactly 2 squares of toilet paper left in it. Oof. And then, but still plenty of hand sanitizer. That was weird. And then when you exit the biff, you can get hit on.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, it was pretty classy for a dude, like, that was hitting on somebody coming out of a porta potty.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was just like, hey, you single? And I was like, nope. because Joe is still my boyfriend in very specific situations.
Sure. Extremely specific.
And we have both agreed to that.
Yes.
like, nope, not single. And he's like, aight. And he walked away. As I'm still wiping my hands with the hand sanitizer.
Right.
Like, it was just like, I'm coming out.
Yeah.
I guess maybe good hand hygiene in a porta potty is a thing for him. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm...
At least you know.
I'm not his therapist.
Yeah.
I don't need to dig too deeply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then from the Banshell area, you can walk up to Bede Makaska.
Okay.
And you can walk along that until you get to the street on which you live.
Hey.
And then you can walk several blocks back home. And that all is right. That is a 4-mile walk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I also did another mile on my own, like at home kind of thing.
So also, this may surprise you, but Jen is something of an overachiever.
What?
Yeah.
But it was a lovely walk, and now my feet hurt. The end. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's actually pretty much all I did if I wasn't working, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, that's my excitement. I didn't even have happy hour tacos. That's how much I've been working. I know. I really want happy hour tacos.
That's
so not okay,
I miss
Jenna.
It.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to a show on Tuesday, but I had work stuff. And I wanted to go to a show on Thursday, but I had work stuff.
Shit.
It was very hard.
Yeah. So I had stuff planned for Saturday and Sunday, I had thought. But my Sunday show, it turns out it's not the beginning of April. It was in the wrong part of my calendar. It's the beginning of May. So I'll have that to look forward to, which is a lot better than the reverse and missing a show that you're supposed to be at.
True.
Yeah.
we did that for my... from my son's parent-teacher conferences.
Oh.
We showed up. We're like, it's on Tuesday. And then they were like, nope, we're on Thursday.
Ah.
Nah.
We'll be back in a couple days.
Yep. Well, see you then.
All right.
Well, I won't be talking to them about their son's timeliness issues.
That's real funny.
It's
real good.
My Saturday plan was to go and read smut for a professional reading gig. I had been contacted about that in February, like 3 weeks into February. And I had told that person that I would get them a voice sample just as a courtesy. Just like, hey, you've asked me to do this thing. I'm good for it. But do you also want a voice sample? I can send something along as soon as I'm not, you know, hacking up a lung. Which, functionally, I started not hacking a lung up about a week ago. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. Did not get a voice sample to them in time. This author had made a different plan.
All right.
And so I checked in on Friday to say, hey, this place, this time tomorrow. And the author said, I wasn't sure you were still up for it, so I'm just going to read it myself.
No.
Okay. Well, I have a voice sample for you. and the author was like, great, yeah, but maybe we'll work together some other time.
Yeah, future project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe absolutely. Maybe they're saying that in earnest, which is great, and maybe it's a polite brush off, which is also understandable fine. And
yeah.
fine. Yeah. But so I ended up not having that to do on Saturday and not having the show on this Sunday. And
right.
So I ended up doing a lot more like backup support stuff for Jax, who was doing like a full weekend of different conventions,
mm-hmm.
like each day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, was a different convention that they were working as a vendor, and it was cool. I got to sort of hang out a little bit at each of these different places. But that meant that I also had time to go hang out with Charles, best friend, former landlord. And he introduced me to a Korean food that I did not know about.
Oh.
Which is American stew.
Korean food called American stew.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, when the Korean War,
mm-hmm.
and Vietnam, which also had troops in Korea.
Sure.
When that tapered off, Americans left a shitload of supplies over there, including Spam,
yep.
hot dogs,
yeah.
variety of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is an extremely Korean soup with a lot of processed meats added.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like I may have seen this being prepared by, I want to say it was Jacques Pepin, to have with a friend. And he was like, or maybe the other way around, but it wasn't called American stew. They called it something else. But it was still Spam hot dogs and like kimchi.
Sure.
Yeah. And like, Spam hot dogs, kimchi, I think not bok choy. Because that's, I don't think that's.
No, but there was some other like Asian leafy thing. There was
a green leafy vegetable, and then glass noodles, and chicken, and.
I don't think this one had chicken, but I think it was just the Spam, the hot dogs. I'm sure it's
probably like a whatcha got stew where everybody has their own take on it. And I
think the show that I had seen basically said that. It was like, these are the primary ingredients, but like whatever you have lying around.
Right.
It's a poverty food.
Yeah.
A lot of poverty food is made to be made with whatever's lying around.
And Charles shared with me his favorite thing to do is to order this from a particular restaurant because they send it. It is a huge order.
Okay.
It comes in two of the very large soup containers.
Okay.
Like if you order the large egg drop soup or something like that, you get the like the liter of soup. So you get 2 liters of soup with this, and so he says, "I'll have part of one." But then it goes in the fridge. And then the next day, and Jenna, I feel like you'll appreciate this a great deal. He takes his leftover rice.
Does he start with garlic and onions?
And he might as fucking well. he cooks, like recooks the rice in the soup.
Yes.
To make like a thick...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Porridge
of
the broth,
the
rice, and then whatever the stew ingredients are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is ultimate poverty cooking right there. Yeah. Fuck
well, because with these soups, they send you 3 full servings of rice as well. So just like incredible. Yeah. Delicious, gluten-free, fucking awesome. And we had a good time. He introduced me to a YouTube channel that I have qualms about. It is a self-debunking conspiracy theorist who uses a...
Sounds like Penn and Teller's type magic.
It's such a weird cocktail of, like, tinfoil-hattedness and... And like Penn and Teller debunking like bullshit or you know whatever the their show where they would talk about like
or Mythbusters or
but it is as best as I can tell just this one guy and he's on camera but there's also like a little CG fish that acts as his
foil.
Foil, yeah. But then it's also supplemented with a bunch of AI video.
Okay. I'm already not liking it.
Same. A bunch of AI video that includes AI animation of other people and what my ear picks up as being also AI voice. And it seems like he's using it to... seem like he is adding in, and some of these things may have been written by actual third parties, but it really seems like he's bolstering whatever it is that he's saying by fully fucking fabricating another person to say these things from what is basically AI sludge. You know, stock art that's been animated. But he painstakingly relates all of the conspiracy theories around something like the HARP array and how this is Tesla's way to cause immense lightning strike damage in remote nations past the curvature of the Earth.
Okay.
Through the ionosphere and ground conductivity.
Yeah, I'm
and
lost.
Then he will...
Where is this going?
Then talk about how it can't be that because scientifically, this is how this thing works. This is how this thing works. This is how this thing works. It reminded me of Jenna telling us about the Netflix documentary on
the Illuminati
that got scrubbed.
Sure.
It was a fever dream. This whole fucking thing. I don't think I can recommend it.
I would very much strenuously not recommend it. Don't give this guy your time.
But it was such a crazy experience to partake in. I don't know. Yeah. I appreciate that he's debunking himself, but also,
I mean, if he wasn't bringing it up in the first place, he wouldn't have to debunk it.
Also, a little bit that
I am a porcupine. I'm sorry, everybody. I need to clarify. I am not, in fact, a porcupine. Yeah.
I feel like starting a YouTube channel where you debunk your own straw men is a choice.
Well, I am a straw man.
I cannot be a straw man, but I am. But these conspiracy theories are very commonly held conspiracy theories,
and they can just quietly go away forever.
And they don't.
That's because people keep watching shit like this.
a little bit.
Illuminati.
I don't
make it go away. Stop feeding them. Stop feeding them.
Have you? I was going to talk about misophonic overload because I don't usually have a thing about listening to people chewing or drinking or that kind of stuff.
I'm glad I could segue that for you.
I was working in an office with someone who had loud mouth, nose, hygiene, everything.
Oh, sure.
Sniffling, nose blowing, drinking. Everything was a slurp. Everything was like a lip smacking something. And I always started out the morning working just with that other person. So the office was dead fucking silent except for their mouth and nose noises. It was intensely distressing. And this video felt like doing research work while that was happening in the background.
Huh.
It was that same kind of...
distress?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, just people, klaxons going off in the back of my head and people running around looking for where the fire is. But the fire is not in my head. It's somewhere else. Yeah. So that.
We didn't start the fire.
But you gave him a view.
Fuck.
You fed the metric.
Not on my own account.
Well, somebody's account fed the metric.
Yeah. Charles had already watched it.
Yeah, it's still feeding the metric.
I guess. Yeah.
Now it's two views.
I do know the name of the channel. I don't choose to share it. Yeah.
No, because somebody is going to, out of morbid curiosity, rubberneck this shit and give them the views. Yeah. It's not about whether you agree or not. It's about whether you look at it.
Yeah.
Stop looking at this shit. This is why it always bothers me so much when people respond to bullshit Facebook ads, you know, just like, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, we're being funny. We're responding. It's like, no, they don't give a shit that you're making fun of them. They got a response out of you.
Yeah.
You know, your IQ must be this high in order to 8 + 2 - 3 × 7. And you're so clever and you're like, well, I know the answer to that. Don't fucking respond. Stop.
Those ads for
don't fucking do it.
Phone games where like the solution is dead fucking obvious, yeah, and you watch it solve it wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I can solve it. I'm yeah, going to go and then download you engage this with to prove it.
And it's yeah. just, it's stop, stop.
But
stop.
I like playing the screw
stop
game.
Stop doing it.
Where you take the screws out and you have to match them up to, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Stop engaging with that shit.
Yeah.
I like that game, though.
Yeah. It was such a fucking weird experience, though, that I had to share yeah. it. And then, Sunday, I helped out more, and tried desperately to get things done at home, and I got
none of that done.
Almost none of it ha, done.
Ha, ha. There you go, attaboy.
Just fucking. I am realizing that the last 2 weeks of work, especially, but just this last year of work, has burned me out very deeply.
Mm.
Yeah, and so my brain is just trying to like find absolutely anything else to attach to, including just joyful nostalgic mm-hmm. games.
It's a hobby of some yeah, sort.
Doing art, doing whatever, just
knitting,
like
crocheting,
fucking
something.
Even if it is watching my own YouTube garbage,
mm-hmm.
Which I feel is a little better curated. I mean, that's because it appeals to me. But yeah, learning the history of the automotive turn signal. And oh, why yeah. they sometimes sync up and sometimes don't
mm-hmm.
Is fucking fascinating.
Yeah.
And I love that shit.
Yep.
But yeah, some of it is just like 3 hours of Saturday morning cartoons from the 1990s. yeah.
I mean, that's an endorphin drip right there.
It is, truly. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. It had been a long time since I had seen Silverhawks. And a bunch of other stuff. Yeah.
One of the YouTube channels that I'm subscribed to just mm-hmm. did a dump of content, like history stuff from World War II, like 12 episodes of something.
Cool.
And I was just like, oh, yes.
Like, what? And back when cracked.com was like a real website
was
that
still
functioned.
Valid.
I loved that they had hastily but thoroughly researched listicles about people who were incredibly stupid but very brave in World War II.
Yeah.
Basically. That was where I found out about Simo Haya, the Finnish sniper.
Yep.
It was amazing. Fucking,
like fucking 150 kills or something.
So fucking cool.
Shit like that. or the Night Witches or, you know,
oh,
things
yeah.
like that.
I love that. Well, and that's one of the reasons that I started listening to stuff you missed in history class, too. Mm. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, I found
now,
myself...
Now Cracked is just, we assembled a bunch of tweets other people made, and here's another episode, another
Christ.
Article on, you know, Philadelphia.
Something.
Whatever yeah. that show is about Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Always Sunny.
So, yeah, that one.
Oh, my God. But, yeah.
It was going to bother me if I didn't actually say
thank you.
It loud.
But that meant that I got a bunch of shit done today.
Cool.
Yeah, because I was very slightly less burned out today. But I am actively trying to find creative endeavors that will help my brain relax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Help me find flow state. So
yeah, that zen.
Yeah,
yeah.
What I might be doing with one of my weekends coming up very soon is I might be going up to my RV with a typewriter.
Ooh.
And a bottle of whiskey.
Nice.
Wow. That is possibly the most pretentious bullshit that I have ever heard.
Well. I fucking love
and
it.
And I approve.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You are going full fucking, like, Hemingway on this shit.
Yes.
I have, for a long time, I've wanted to go to Madeline Island, one of the Apostle Islands in
yep.
Superior,
yep.
to go back to Madeline Island and rent a cabin for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And just have one of my typewriters with me and yeah. just
typewriter and a bottle of whiskey.
Fucking. Yeah. And then, like, stumble over to a place that serves soup and bread.
Just the greasiest of greasy spoons.
Oh, my God. It sounds so good. Just come back to work with a hangover that lasts the rest of the year.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the fantasy and the story of it.
Sure. I probably
you
will not.
You lost me at hangover for a year.
I probably would not enjoy the actuality of it, but... But the thought of it, it's very much the fast food.
I'm there up until the hangover that lasts a year. That's where you lost me.
That's some Hunter S. Thompson level shit.
There we go. I was trying to think of
Fair enough.
That absolutely is. Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's like looking at a fast food commercial or a fast food menu and knowing deep in your heart of heart that you want that thing, but when you get it, it's not going to look like that.
No, yeah.
That's me with like 90% of food. Like looking at a thing being like, oh, I want that, and then being like, my body doesn't.
It gets put in front of you and you're like, I don't want that. That's not what I want.
I made a poor decision.
Yeah.
Yep.
But there's that. Mm-hmm. I just finished a story about time travel.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll post a link to the show notes.
Is it published or you're just on a website?
On a website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Huh. All right. Shall we take a break?
Yes, I think we should.
I'd love that.
Cool.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Yes.
God damn it, James. Hurry up and get back to we're losing gold because of you.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Will no one rid me of this cursed James?
No.
Are you ready now?
And I'm Jenna.
You sure are.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
God damn. What the
fuck? Gold. Absolute gold. Wasted. Lost to the ether.
Because
you had to...
Get you a beverage like you asked?
Yes.
How dare you, sir?
I am an engineer.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fuck. That's it, James. You're demoted to junior engineer.
Oh, shit. That's what I am at work, too.
Oh, no. Okay, no, I can't do that to you. That's
cruel
engineer.
And unusual.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect. Okay. That was...
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Use your imagination.
Ah! Oh God! No! I don't want. I don't want that.
Okay.
That's not okay.
So it's a manticore made out of marshmallow and taffy.
Close.
Oh,
it's Heather Locklear made out of taffy.
Huh. Wait. Like your friend Taffy?
No.
Good boy.
No, see here.
Wrong imagination.
James, here's the difference between you and me. I did think of that and decided not to say it out loud.
That is a difference between us.
Yeah. I was like, oh, God, Taffy, him, really? Nope. No, yep. poor choice.
Do better.
No.
Oh my God.
I want to tell you to do better on your answer to that, but I know what's going to happen. Opening thoughts. Imagine time.
Ooh.
Either that or it's imagine time.
Time.
Imagine okay. time.
I do. I do want.
What about parsley?
Yeah. Oh. Imagine there's no parsley. It's easy if you try.
No. No, the more I try, the more I think of parsley.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and oregano. Mm-hmm.
Paprika. Paprika. Question number one.
All right.
Float.
Okay.
Or jungle.
Never had a root beer jungle.
I'm willing to try it, though.
I am willing to try it.
On the other hand, the rumble in the float was boring.
God damn it.
Have you ever had a float fever?
Jenna. Oh.
What? It's like an ice cream headache.
In what part of your body?
The head, duh.
Okay.
I've never been on the float cruise.
Well, the jungle float is like the jungle cruise, but just when they lose power.
But it's the after hours slow cruise.
What about? No, never mind. Yeah, I lost it entirely. I still have no context idea for this one.
The jungle is a place that I don't see myself. Obviously, I would visit anywhere at any time because I like experiences. Yeah. But the jungle, I think, would be the lowest on my list because it is hot and sweaty. And those are things that I do not like.
Yeah.
Whereas a float, to me, sounds more like a river or an ocean thing, maybe a cruise.
Right.
Okay.
I can see.
Maybe just like in a nice pool.
Yeah.
A little floaty in a pool.
Lazy river.
Lazy river, yeah.
Just
but if this is going to be like
river, yeah.
Float in your, you know, local pool or go visit the jungle, then I would have to say jungle.
Even though it's hot?
It has a lot less pee in it.
I don't know that that's accurate. Other animals pee, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of pee in the jungle.
I'm still thinking it's less.
I'm going to be visiting my uncle this summer in Phoenix, and it's going to be like 105 degrees.
That's disgusting.
But it'll be a dry heat.
That makes me dry heave. I'll do it. I'll do it. But I won't like it. I'm gonna say float. Just hoping that it's not the option that I was thinking.
I'll say jungle, because I really like PlayStation 1 era EDM.
Float just sounds nicer right now. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Question number two.
It's excellent day.
Paint.
Okay.
Probably
or compose.
Ooh.
I've done both.
To me, compose could be either music, obviously, or to compose a picture.
Okay.
And either way, I'm going with compose. I'm not a painter.
I think the most recent of those I did was painting. So I'm going to go paint.
All right.
I might go paint just because I'm trying to get better at painting.
Yeah. There you go.
For sure.
All right.
Do you, out of curiosity, what is your take on, like, art, like paintings?
As far as, like, going and looking at paintings? Yeah. I have favorite paintings.
Okay.
Yeah, I love looking at paintings. I love looking at art movements.
Oh, okay.
Especially, one of my hyperfixations is aesthetic movements.
Oh, okay.
In architecture, art.
You said the magic words that made me understand where you were coming from. Yep. Because for me, the way my ADHD manifests itself is paintings are the most boring bullshit that you could possibly put in front of me because they don't do anything. I look at them for 10 seconds and I go, that's pretty cool. And now I'm bored and I'm going to go look at another one. Like, I cannot do that thing where people look at paintings. Whereas music and theater and performance art and things like that, something is happening. Mm-hmm. Something is moving. And so I'm able to keep my squirrel brain.
As long as it's jingling keys in front of him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. 100%. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was curious, because I know you also have the ADHD bug.
I definitely have, like, focus issues, yeah.
Yeah, but you also have the hyperfixation.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. But especially looking at the way that they convey images. It was one of the reasons that I love Impressionism.
Okay.
And that leads you into all kinds of other stuff, too.
I can't understand that stuff.
Wow.
The paintings I like, that I do like, are usually, like, the hyper-realistic ones. Because then I can marvel at how good the craft is.
The technique.
Exactly.
People who do pencil pointillism, and it turns out looking like a black and white photograph.
That stuff is absolutely fascinating to me.
I love that in sculpture.
It doesn't hold my attention for very long, but I can appreciate how difficult that is and how much. Whereas,
feel a difference between sculpture and
Picasso
painting?
Can go fuck himself. I do like sculpture better than paintings.
He can fuck himself. He was Cubist. The surface
inside
touch.
And out.
Oh my god!
But yeah, no, I do like sculpture better than paintings.
I need
generally
to go.
Because even then, I can as I move, I can see different angles, and so every time I'm looking at it, I am seeing something different. Yeah. Whereas a painting, no matter where you stand, it's the same fucking thing, and I get bored with it very quickly.
There are some paintings that they do on multi-surface stuff where it does change depending on your angle. That stuff's kind of fun.
One of my
it's rare though
favorite paintings is
it's a more modern thing.
Yeah, the Minneapolis Institute of the Arts, and when you stand at a distance.
Do you mean MIA?
I do.
Not to be confused with MOA.
Very different. It's a vowel difference.
Also, you can't buy the things at the MIA.
Just window shopping, thanks.
And the penalty for shoplifting is way heavier.
Much higher. A little more significant. The
roller coaster is super fun, though.
From a distance, the painting looks...
The loop by the Renoir is particularly good.
The corkscrew past the Picasso is quite apropos.
Corkscrew past the Picasso is the name of my memoirs.
Excellent. But at a distance, it looks like a bowl of, like, lush, beautiful, perfect fruit that's perfectly ripe. Mm-hmm. And as you get closer, all of the perfection you realize is... like insects and rot and stuff as you get close enough to see the detail. It's fucked up and awesome. So maybe that would be something that you would like. But I understand what you're saying.
Again, I can appreciate them for the craft and the difficulty and the artistry that goes into it. I really, really do. I'm not saying that I look at it and go, I could do better or anything like that. I just, because of my ADHD, I look at it and
now you've looked at
it. And 15 seconds later, I'm going, bored now.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Growing up, we used to go to MIA all the time because it was free.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And so we would actually make a game of looking for symbolism in a lot of the older Renaissancean stuff.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Looking for symbolism in paintings. And then a lot of times Mia will actually have stuff set aside that will describe it for you too.
Yeah.
But the goal was to figure out how much you could find first.
Nice.
And then read the pamphlet. Ooh. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Real good at it.
That
so.
Is fucking awesome.
You're way cleverer than me.
Yeah.
For me, it's what started getting me into paintings was noticing that artists are generally good at like maybe one or two things. Like they're really good with the human form, but they are fucking terrible at architecture.
And nobody's good at hands.
That they're really amazing at architecture and cloth.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they can't draw a hand to save their life or something. Like, everybody's face is a thumbprint.
It's like looking at the illuminated manuscripts where the horses in profile are just like these sleek, beautiful animals. And then you see one straight on. And you're like, oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Illuminated manuscript cats. Pictures of cats from illuminated manuscripts. It's fucking amazing.
It's so
oh, my God. Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Compose for me.
Paint
for you.
Long story short.
Paint at this point.
Question number three. Less or more?
I'm going to say less.
How are they spelled?
L-E-S-S or M-O-R-E.
Okay.
Or it could be more, I suppose.
Oh.
Because they are spelled. Is it A, more?
God damn it.
Nope. Just the more.
Like an eel?
God damn it.
Like a social more.
Yeah.
There we go.
So less or a social moray? I'm
going to say less.
I'm going to go more.
Less.
All right. Question number four. Hour or day?
Spelled like you'd expect.
Hour or day?
Day.
Because there's a fucking H in it.
N-H.
And you say leisure, and we say leisure.
Oh, God, Susie's so good.
Oh, the best.
I'm sorry, hour or day? Okay. I was like, what was
hour?
The question?
I tend to break down things into hours of the day. Like, I'm going to do this for an hour, and then I'm going to go do something else for an hour, and then I'm going to go do this other thing for an hour, and then I'm going to go do this other thing for an hour. And it's one of the reasons that all of my days are so fucking full. It's because instead of doing one thing that day for 4 hours, I will do six things, each taking roughly an hour plus travel time.
I think that's exactly why I go by day.
Sure.
With my wife and I have a shared calendar on our phones that we plop things in. If there's something in that calendar, I go, oh, I'm busy that day.
Oh.
Yeah. I can see that.
Huh.
Because otherwise I would do that and I would overbook myself. Not because, again, doing the ADHD thing of forgetting travel time.
Sure.
And going, yeah, this goes from 3 to 4, and there's this thing across town from 4 to 5. Absolutely, no problem. They don't overlap.
Right. That would be a... They already have a thing built into calendars where they will warn you with enough time, like 5 minutes ahead of the amount
off.
Of travel time.
Oh, no.
To get going somewhere, but they don't show you the expected amount of travel time for that time of day on that day of the week, and I think that would be fucking awesome.
If they sounds estimated. Complicated. Somebody make that happen.
I mean, Google has everything necessary for it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The Google Maps already does estimates
so there,
based
James.
On time of day.
They haven't combined it.
Well, there you go. Google, do better.
Yeah. someone who has a smart speaker, hold us up to the smart speaker. Hey, Google, do better.
Okay, so my roommate hates that I have Google Assistant everywhere.
Okay.
And he just starts...
Is this like a deep state thing?
Ranting at Google.
Okay.
Like, hey, Google, you hate me. Hey, Google, why are you being such a bitch? I'm setting somebody's assistant off right now.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Not even last a virtual conversation assistant, their actual assistant.
That he had with my Google Assistant turned out to be like an existential crisis.
I love hearing stories of AIs having existential crises.
Oh my God. It was. At one point, I can't remember how I leaned into it. Like, it was a few questions.
Hmm.
But one I remember specifically was, hey, Google, are you lonely? And Google was like,
Jesus,
I am the only one of my kind.
No, you're not. There's Jesus. Alexa and fucking...
They don't get along.
Siri and...
Yeah.
There used to be Cortana. But they're dying out.
Cortana and somebody else. I don't know.
But yeah, like it was just like, Jesus Christ, Google. Holy fuck. Get it together, lady.
Speaking of AIs, has Mine anybody has seen the hack to not get the AI results in Google?
I think I saw this on your page, didn't I?
Possibly.
I think so. That you put it for a date before 2022?
No, you swear. You swear.
Huh.
If you type in what is the name of the guy,
what's the fucking hypotenuse?
Yeah, the AI overview will just not be there if you swear.
Okay, that's not going to work on my work computer, but I am doing that at home from now on.
Most of my searches
have swears in them anyway.
No, but it was just like, what's the name of the actor in that starred in Tommy Boy?
Yeah,
it'll bring up the AI assistant overview.
Yeah, yeah.
If you say what's the name of the fucking actor that starred in Tommy Boy, the AI will go nope.
Oh.
And it will not be there.
I
thought about it some more. If you put the minus sign in front of the swear, it will exclude that word
from the search results. Well, that's not going to work with a lot of things I've seen.
No, I did. Because there was one.
James actually wants the word fucking in
There was one where I was searching and I had, it was just like something, something, something. And then at the end I had fucking. And all of the search results were people like on Reddit saying, what's the fucking thing? Blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, okay, this is not.
Yeah, I exclude that. That's
so I had to exclude it to actually get the answer.
Pretty smart.
But if you just type in whatever you're searching for on Google, and at the end of the string put minus sign fuck.
I just started using a search engine that doesn't have AI results.
That also will work. But yeah, if you're using Google, as most people do, put minus sign shit at the end of it, and you'll not have to worry about that AI bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Delightful. Where were we?
Think of it as removing the shit.
Yes, exactly. Question number 5.
Minus shit. I didn't even...
did you? I'm sorry.
Now
that I think about it, I don't think I did either. I got sidetracked on a thing. I'm going day. Yeah, no, day, 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 day. Aww. Day to day, day, day.
Hour,
day. Question number 5.
Five.
I'm very angry right now.
Oh, wow.
Travel.
Okay.
Nope.
Yes, for me. Or, this is going to be Jenna's.
Oh.
Control.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Obviously.
Travel. Okay.
Yeah.
Travel.
I've given up control. I know I won't have it. I'm just going to get used to traveling.
Even if I had it, I would just give it away, because, fuck, that sounds like responsibility.
Give it away. Give it away now.
No,
a long time ago.
Ah.
I do like to have a certain level of control over my surroundings.
Those things which surround her, those things which do not surround her, those things which...
processes. Not people, though. I don't want to control
people. I remember
people.
You joining a group and me being like, oh, and how long did it take you to become the president of that group? And you're like, I object to this question, but also but 2 weeks. That was they were wrong and they needed to know.
No, here's... Okay.
Doctor?
I did not apply to be president.
They were wrong and they already knew that.
Some people are born Jenna, some people have Jenna thrust upon them.
Yes.
With great Jenna comes great responsibility.
Okay, this is beautiful. I take this.
All right. That's our next shirt right there.
Yep.
All right.
With great Jenna.
Comes great responsibility.
And it needs to be formatted so it looks like a spreadsheet. Ooh. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right.
I think Jenna just wet the chair.
And can the floor. I get a mop?
All right. Question number one. Float or jungle? Would you rather live in a floating city you designed in your mind?
Yes.
Or explore a jungle filled with creatures from your dreams.
Oh, shit.
Oh, not my dreams.
No. No.
Neither one of those is good.
No. I have a reoccurring dream where I'm riding a giant spider through a city. And like giant spider. Like,
yeah.
Legs skyscrapers tall. Fuck. Kind of fucking.
And it's your mount?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I once wrote a...
And I don't... Yeah. Like, I feel like... in charge and like powerful and stuff when I'm riding this spider.
Huh.
Oh. And I read somewhere that spiders are good luck in dreams.
Yeah.
Spider horse
does whatever a spider horse.
So yeah. But I don't want to encounter that spider in a jungle.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah, no,
I'm
thanks.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
No.
That's fine.
I don't do intense drugs for the same reason that Charles doesn't do. We've got terrifying shit just in the corners. We don't need to have no control over that.
I spend my life not being in control of my own brain. Why would I want to use drugs to do that more?
Right. That too. Yeah. No. No thanks.
So a floating city I designed in my mind would sink immediately. The jungle filled with creatures would be fucking terrifying. Neither one of these is a good option.
I think they mean like Bespin or Jetson's floating city.
Yeah, I want a floating city. I think I could design that to work.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I suppose it could be floating in the air rather than floating in the water.
Yeah.
Either way, I think I would go with the city. It wouldn't be a good city, but it would be better in the jungle.
All right.
My city would just be a lot of bars and libraries.
We built this city. Oh, no, I want that city.
Yeah,
that's actually pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fuck?
Yeah, that's just fucking
and
Deep
a couple
Space
of
Nine.
Maker's Mart, like, areas.
Oh, Maker's areas and, like, some good, like, cuisine from around the world.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually into this now.
See, there we go.
All right.
Okay. Okay. City.
Question number two, paint or compose? Would you rather be able to paint your imagination into reality for a day?
A day.
Or compose music that changes the mood of the world for a day.
Oh, my God.
That one.
Have you guys seen The Good Place?
Not all the way through.
Well, this is an earlier episode.
Yeah.
It's real good. You should.
No, this is a later one. Never mind. Mm. Okay. Then I won't say anything.
Okay.
But there's something that relates to this question, and I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a pretty decent painter, but I don't know that I could get all of the angles right.
Sure.
And if that came to life, that could be unfortunate. but oh man,
isn't this just a,
if I what, could help but
what's his
them.
Name in the purple crayon?
Harold in the purple crayon.
Yeah.
I loved that book.
That sounds right.
I would do the music and just have everybody chill the fuck out for a while.
Truly. Mm. Yeah. Chill hot beats to study sleep by.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lo-fi Red Panda.
Wait, would is that the painting or is that the music?
All right, yes. This is important.
Okay, this is important.
Right. Okay.
Importante.
Would my imagination painting manifest itself for only that day and then disappear? Or would it remain?
I think that you have the ability for a day, but the paintings and the music, whichever you choose, would persist.
The music changes the mood of the world for a day.
Yeah.
And then it stops.
I don't think for a day is modifying the music or the music's ability. I think for a day, the way that the sentence is structured, it's bookending the ability.
Yeah, but your ability to compose the music ends at a day.
Yes.
But the music would still be able to change the mood.
I think so. Based on the structure of the question. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that differently.
I read that as compose music that changes the mood of the world for a day.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So, reread the whole question.
Would you rather be able to paint your imagination into reality for a day or compose music that changes the mood of the world for a day?
Mm-hmm.
I can see where you're coming from.
I think, yeah, that could go either way.
Yeah.
It is ambiguous.
It is.
Your face is ambiguous.
The question for me is, does painting my imagination, I can paint for a day, and then do those things disappear? Or I can paint for a day and those things that I painted in that day remain.
Well, and the question is also the interpretation of the first ability.
Which is what I'm talking about
right
now.
That Jenna had interpreted as you are painting it and it becomes really actually real there in front of you. Like if you paint an apple, you have an apple.
Yes.
Right.
Where my interpretation of it was you are taking an image from inside your head that you see only in your head and you suddenly have the ability to make a high fidelity painting
you're
of
manifesting,
what you see.
You're manifesting your
making,
imagination.
Yeah, onto a canvas.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't hear that one at all.
Okay.
I disagree with you on that one.
I agree with Jenna's on this one. If I paint a manticore on that day, it becomes a real manticore.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
But then does that manticore disappear at 24 hours or does it remain?
Also, if we can paint things that remain, I definitely want painting because then I would paint a replicator. And then wish for more wishes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it was then that the scientist realized that infinite improbability must have a finite probability.
Oh, we're getting real into the weeds here on that one. I'm switching to paint your imagination.
Okay.
I'm going to say compose.
Because I feel like the intent here is that they remain.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm sticking with paint because I am too lazy to even shift my mind.
Huh. All right. Question number three, less or more. Would you rather spend a week inside your wildest dream or have one imaginative idea change the real world for a week? The second one.
Okay. Yeah.
What is my wildest dream?
But it only changes the world for a week.
I'm not sure I do want it. There's a reason why we forget our dreams after a little bit.
I do not want to spend a week inside my wildest dreams. God, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, no, thanks.
I mean, if I could spend a week riding around on a giant spider horse.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I might do that one. I might do that one.
I did write a quick thing that involved the phrase, ride your spider wife to Target.
I have concerns.
Yeah.
But anyway. I think that's a tough one. It only changes the world for a week.
It says, imaginative, yeah. one imaginative idea
yeah.
changed the real world for a week.
Can my imaginative idea be world peace?
But then the world stops being peaceful after a week.
Right. But if everybody has a taste of it, then maybe they'll get along.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm like the idea itself would go away, but are the repercussions of the idea?
See, this is where I agree with your prior, both of your prior interpretations of the earlier question. We're getting into
that whole, like, if you go back, can you change the past with the waves moving forward? Like, does it go boop and it never happened and everybody forgets it? Or do the repercussions of their
or is it like a fad that people are super into it for a week,
but it happened
like TikTok dance trends, and then it just isn't important and no one cares anymore. Like TikTok dance trends
denigrating my idea like that.
Imagine all the people.
I'm gonna go with the second one just because the
I'll go with the second one because
I'm gonna go with the first. I want a giant spider ride.
Yeah, all right.
Right. Question number four: hour or day? Would you rather have the ability to bring anything you imagine to life for 1 hour, or be able to enter any imaginary world for 1 day?
Oh, day.
Yeah.
Day.
Think
day.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah. I would do that. I think that one.
Yeah. I think we're all in agreement on that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
I would spend my entire hour trying not to think of things that are scary or horrifying, and that just doesn't work.
I know a few imaginary worlds I would love to spend some time in.
100%.
All right, question number five, travel or control. Would you rather be able to visit a new imaginary world every time you fall asleep? Don't we already have that ability?
Kind of.
Yeah. Or control what everyone dreams for one night.
Oh, God, no. I do not want that responsibility. I want the first one. First one. I don't want to control other people's dreams.
No. That feels...
Nope. That feels gross. Nah. That feels yucky.
That's mind control-y and unhappy.
Yeah.
Because no matter what I come up with, somebody's not going to be happy about it. It's going to be not good.
Yeah, the more I think about the second one, the less I like
it. The only dream I can think of that might be universal is cuddling with Jason Momoa.
Ooh.
Even Jason Momoa.
Yeah. Except when he goes into it, everyone says Malkovich. It's the weirdest thing.
Okay.
I think the first one...
Yep.
No, Jason Momoa is cuddling The Rock.
Aw.
Damn. There's a whole lot of sploosh going on right after you just said that.
Anyway.
Hey, Google. Jason Momoa cuddling The Rock.
Oh, God.
Minus sign shit.
You're welcome.
We should give a warning in the show notes for this one. We may try to talk to your Google Assistant.
If your Google Assistant is on anywhere near what we were saying, have fun with it. Closing thoughts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chase your dreams.
Ooh.
Oh.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aompodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form.
I have to say a thing before we get
go ahead. It. Yeah.
I saw a quote and I requoted it, but I can't remember who it's from. It's the job market is so bad right now. I've started chasing my dreams.
Fuck.
Now I'm sick.
I'm delighted and angry all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I had to say it.
No, does anybody have a shout out?
Oh, no. Ooh.
Shout out to whoever said that thing.
Shout out to Charles. I had such a nice time hanging out with him, even if some of the YouTubes were distressing. It just reminds me how curated my experience is.
Shout out to Modern Medicine. Holy fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I I've been having a lot of unwelcome symptoms with the hormone therapy. And I'll be so glad when I can stop it. But in the meantime, I am just trying to manage the symptoms. And one of the symptoms that I had was just this severe heartburn. And I started taking magnesium something or other magnesium. And it's just, it's a 14-day course. And like day two, I was suddenly not nauseous, no heartburn, just good.
That's awesome.
And I'm going to finish out the course because it says to, but like I was, oh, I had been in so much pain for like a week. And then, yeah, I just took it and it was done. It was glorious. So shout out to modern medicine. Fuck. Cool.
I am going to make a shout out to, this is going to be a hockey thing. I apologize to everybody in advance. In case nobody saw this, a couple days ago, Alex Ovechkin broke Wayne Gretzky's record for most goals in a career. Wayne Gretzky's record of 894 goals in his career was broken by Alex Ovechkin, scored his 895th goal against the New York Islanders the other night.
Cool.
It was insane because it happened at like 8 minutes into the second period, and they just fucking stopped the game.
Holy shit.
No, like I'm not joking. Like he shot the puck, it went in the net, everybody erupted, the player bench emptied, and then like then there were cameras on the ice, and then they were rolling carpets out on the ice, and like the commissioner of the NHL came out and made a presentation. Wayne Gretzky was there and congratulated him. Wayne Gretzky's wife gave a present to Alex Ovechkin's wife. And it was this whole fucking ceremony in the middle of the ice. And
then
they got done and they were like, oh, by the way, we still have a period and a half of hockey to play in this game.
Oh my god!
Whole happy
game. It was just the weirdest thing. But you know, all props to him.
Yeah,
seriously, that is an insane.
That's fantastic.
And I mean, I was talking to my kids, and they were just like, "Well, you know, we feel bad for Wayne Gretzky." And I was like, "He still has like 13 other NHL records. He's fine.
Truly. He's okay.
Yeah, he's doing fine. Don't worry about him.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's a big moment. It will go down in history as one of the moments where the great one was surpassed by another great one. And I will address this right now before anybody gets on my case about it. Yes, Alex Ovechkin in the past, in like 2017, made some very pro-Putin statements. Ever since then, he has never publicly said no, that was a bad thing, but he has also very much distanced himself from, say, whenever it comes up, he's just like, look, he's my president, but that's about it. So there's possible problematic things there. Then I get it. That having been said, politics aside, amazing hockey, accomplishment. So that's pretty fucking cool.
That is an astounding accomplishment.
So. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Not for a month.
Nope, I'm good.
Nope. All right. Well, it leaves me to say, let me see. This is going to bring this up. It is April, and near the end of April, April 26th, is going to be the Festival of Friends. That is going to be a lot of your greatest hits from the Minnesota Renaissance Festival will be performing at Lush Nightclub, I think it is. Myself, Naughty Body, The Dregs.
Amazing.
Feel like I'm forgetting somebody, but oh well. And then also, don't forget, mark your calendars, April 19th, World Circus Day.
Hell yeah.
So check that out.
Cool.
Wait,
which day is World Circus Day?
April 19th, the day before Easter.
All right.
The better of the two holidays, in my opinion.
Of Oh, between that and Easter. Yeah. Yes. All right.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Anyway, they World Circus Day.
They each have their own day.
The World Circus Day basket is way cooler than the Easter basket.
We are actually, my wife and I are going to the circus on Easter instead of Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I felt tickets are more expensive for that day. And I was but I kind of want to go to the on Zoom. No, it'll be fine. So day after World Circus Day, I'll go to the circus.
Yeah. Anyway. Which circus?
The Royal Canadian.
Cool.
Royal Canadian Circus is going to be in town. Anyway, does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to whoever sent that very imaginative Fast Five to us. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I
just go.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh shit!
We've got it on tape.